Bortles.
Play action. Looks for the quick throw. Throws it upfield. Wide open on the play is Robinson. Allen gets it. Breaks a tackle down the sideline. He is at the 35, down to the Colt 30-yard line. 42 on the pass play. Myers' kick is on the way, and it is good. And Jacksonville takes an early 3-0 lead, 4 minutes and 55 seconds into the game. Grant is to the right of Bortles, who's been absolutely sensational in the early going. Drops to throw again. He has time. Throws it in the middle. Touchdown. Ben Koyak, the tight end. 9-0. First career touchdown. Bortles has another touchdown pass, and the boos are raining down. Takes the snap. Protection holds up. He throws downfield. Caught by Chester Rogers at the 31 of Jacksonville. A 20-yard pass play and a first down for the Colts at the Jacksonville 31. Luck drops to throw. Pressure coming. He throws upfield. It's picked off, or did it hit the ground? They're going to say it was an interception as Andrew just threw that ball up. And the interception is going to be picked off by Telvin Smith. And Telvin against the Colts, as we've called timeout. Telvin's had a career against the Indianapolis Colts. And as far as interceptions go for him on his career against the Colts, that's his third. Bortles sends three receivers to the right. There you go, to the right, and a hit, and not sacked. Now the ball's in the air, and the Colts may have recovered a fumble. Let's see. They're saying, let's see what the call is going to be. It's Colts football and a fumble recovery. Yes, the Colts have it. Now, who knocked it out and who got it? They're going to review this to see whether his arm was in motion. And I'm still trying to see. Robert Mathis get the recovery?
No, Zach Kerr, I believe.
Zach Kerr did. Snap. It's a 48-yard field goal effort by Adam Vinatieri. And it is good. Oh, good. He missed it. Well, that adds to what has been a horrible football game. Bortles hands it off to Grant. Grant with a comeback, and he's at the 50. He might go 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 57 on a cutback play, and the Colts just simply have not come to play. They just simply have not. Offensively, defensively. And it's now a 16-0 lead with 5:45 to go in the first half. 45-yard effort for Adam Vinatieri. He's missed one today. Snap, ball down. Adam's kick is on the way. This one looks good. It is. And it's now, after an 8-play, 48-yard drive, it's Jacksonville 17, the Colts 3. Long snap. He takes the count. He's going to throw deep downfield. It's caught for a first down as they beat Daryl Morris down the sideline. And Brian Walters comes up with it. First down, Jacksonville at the 25. 23 on the pass play. Snap, ball down. And the kick by Jason is no good. He missed it. Wow. So it's 14 points now. Jason Myers has missed 3 field goals in 2 years in this building. Andrew drops to throw, pressured again. He's going to throw to T.Y. Hilton, and T.Y.'s got it and takes it out to the 45-yard line. Hand off to Gore again, started left, cut back right, 40, 35, 30, and down to the 28-yard line. That does it. Frank Gore has 1,000-plus, and he's done it in great style here. Robert Turbin comes in to give him a break, but boy, what a game. What a career Frank Gore's had. Well over 13,000 yards. Give us the Turbin. Turbin's in for a touchdown. Robert Turbin. And the Colts are right back in this one at 17-9. That is a Colts drive. You've seen a million of them.
He's bringing us luck.
Yeah, you may have to stay here the whole day. 83 yards in 5 plays, most of it by Frank Gore, and then the touchdown by Robert Turbin. Vinatieri will try to make it a 7-point game. Back to throw as Andrew rolls to the right side, throws it upfield. Diving catch, very close to the sticks, right at the 33. Chester Rogers, and now will the Colts go for a field goal, or 4th-and-1, will they go for it? They need to get to the 32. They're about 12 inches short of the 32. T.Y. Hilton goes wide to the left. They line up in an I formation. Turbin's the tailback. Turbin gets it, and Turbin gets the first down. He just put his body into it, shoulder blocked himself all the way down to the 30. First down, Colts. Andrew takes the snap, sets up, looks again, throws the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Dwayne Allen! Dwayne Allen with a catch, and it's 17-16. Holy mackerel, the Colts, again, as we said, sometimes it's different halves for different folks. And Dwayne Allen makes the catch in the end zone. Bortles takes the snap, sets up, looks, pressure coming. He gets hit. The ball's loose. The Colts have it. The Colts have it. Is it Robert? Let's see.
Yep.
It is Robert Mathis with another strip sack, and that's his 50th career sack and fumble recovery. He moves past Dwight Freeney by half a sack. Big play by number 98.
Luck under center. Into a fumble, the snap. Who got it? Jacksonville thinks they did. They did.
2-2 on the turnovers today, and it's still tied at 17. I don't know whether Andrew pulled out too quickly there or what the heck happened, but in any event, Jacksonville has the football. This will be a 54-yard effort by Myers. Snap, the kick is on its way. I don't think he made that one. He didn't. He missed it. So the Colts will have great field position. Timeout on the field with 3:25 to go. Game tied at 17. Snap is to Pat. He got it blocked. The ball is bounced around. The Colts come up with it. And it is going to be lateral to McAfee. McAfee gets it out to about the 24. But Jacksonville has now got themselves set up for an easy score. 41 yards. Minute 38 left. Snap, ball down. Myers' kick is on the way. It's good. So here's the situation. You got a minute 33. Jacksonville leads 20-17. Andrew takes the snap again. Drops the throw, sets up, throws one over the middle. Caught by Chester Rogers. He's got it to the Jacksonville 48 with a minute and 9. Now you could spike it and stop the clock. 20 on that pass play. Luck again out of the gun. Drops back. Here comes the pressure. He stands in. He throws one. It's caught downfield by Chester Rogers. He goes down at the 29-yard line. But make it Philip Dorsett. Dorsett at the 29. 45 seconds left. Takes the snap. Sets up. Throws. Caught by Dorsett. Dorsett dives for the goal line. I don't think he got there. At 20 seconds, the Colts got to get up and spike the ball. 20 seconds. Andrew gets set. First and goal, he spikes the ball. Andrew takes the snap. Sets up, looks. He throws. Touchdown, Doyle! Jack Doyle! He did it! With 9 seconds left in the game, Jack Doyle comes up with a great catch. And the Colts lead in the football game, 23-20. Bortles out of the gun. Takes the snap. Sets up, looks. He stepped up. He's going to run with the football. He's got to throw it downfield. He does. Complete to Marquise Lee, and Marquise is going down. Game over. Colts finish at 8-8. The Colts win it by the score of 24-20.